The Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is one of the most popular and celebrated dance troupes in the world. The company is now on a national tour. Next week, the troupe performs in Miami. And Miami's also the place where its new artistic director, Robert Battle, grew up, in one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Reporter Jordan Levin was with Battle this week as he returned to the high school where he first got his start.
When Robert Battle was going to Northwestern Senior High in the mid-80s, he'd walked 16 blocks to school through some of Liberty City's roughest neighborhoods. The riot-scarred area was still racked by drugs and crime and desolation, so the former boy soprano carried some protection under his dance tights and ballet slippers.
And I went to putting a hammer in my bag because I was nervous about being picked on. And it gave me a certain confidence, you know, that I could be tough when I needed to be and all of that stuff. In fact, the hammer was in there so long, I forgot it was in there. And then the bag was so heavy. And why is this bag so heavy?
When he walked into Northwestern this week, the only weight Battle was carrying was his position as artistic director of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater.
How are you? Yes, I was waiting for you.
Oh my God.
I'm so proud of you.
That's Desiree Johnson. She studied dance with Battle at Northwestern, and now her daughter is a dance student here.
I was so excited when she said, Mr. Battle is coming. I said, I know who that is. She said, how you know? I said, we had it going on. So.
In Miami, Northwestern is mostly known for its championship football team, but it's had an arts program since the early 70s. Battle started dancing here in ninth grade. He went on to top conservatories in Miami and New York, became a choreographer, started a company, and 2 years ago he was picked for the Ailey job. Last week, he was chatting with First Lady Michelle Obama at the Kennedy Center. Today, he's visiting the new crop of young dancers at Northwestern.
Hi.
Hi.
Robert Battle, good to see all of you. You know this is where I started, so. And I haven't been back in over 20-something years. So this is like a full circle moment.
The students have been studying Revelations, choreographer Alvin Ailey's beloved gospel music masterpiece. 24 of them are waiting in a small studio, trembling in their black leotards. They twist and arch in a yearning dance.
I wanna be ready.
Then, Battle talks about what's behind the steps.
Wait, I mean, because you're holding this heavy burden, which is such a tradition in modern dance, but the idea that we all have very weighty issues.
Battle had his own issues growing up here. He was a shy kid who loved music and was embarrassed to wear tights. An older cousin raised him, and he only met his birth mother twice. At night, he did dance exercises using the iron security bars on the window for a ballet bar. He got strength from a Northwestern teacher named Ms. Munez.
We had like President's Day like you had yesterday. She would come to my house on 55th Street. She would wake me up, bring me to this school. She had a key. And she would give me a private class. And so I owe a lot to people like that.
Desiree Johnson's daughter, Lachey, was inspired by Battle's story.
That makes me feel like anything is possible because he was an inner city child, just like me, and I could go further just like he had.
But senior Jack S. Hunter sounds like he could use some of the encouragement that Battle got.
When I think of Ailey, I feel like I have to be flawless sometimes, and I know that I have 1,000,000 and 1,500 flaws, so I try my best.
Battle remembers how it is to feel like Hunter.
So I think I work hard because I feel that I owe that to people who have helped me along the way. Sometimes that's the only thing that gets me up in the morning. But I will get up in the morning because somebody made a way for me and helped me through. Yeah?
Yes.
So there you have it.
The Alvin Ailey Company tours the U.S. through May 27th. For NPR News, I'm Jordan Levin in Miami.